Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Todd Haushalter, the Chief Product Officer of Evolution Gaming, the world's largest supplier of online games and game shows. Today's podcast is brought to you by IGT's Money Mania, the fast-awarding linked jackpots that have hit over 250 times and counting. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top-performing themes. Bring IGT's newest wide-area progressives to your floor and get on the mania. Visit IGT.com for more information. That's all we really want. So fine when the working day. When Todd Haushalter was hired by Evolution Gaming in 2014, few people realized that Evolution would become one of the world's largest revenue producers in the online gaming space. Girls. But those same people underestimate the allure of live encounters between dealers and players. And when game shows were added to the mix, it's no surprise the company has developed an entire slew of fun and entertaining games. He spoke with GGB managing editor Jess Marquez at the ICE Trade Show in London in February. Oh, girls just wanna
have fun. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My name is Jess Marquez, and today I'm live from ICE London 2023 with Todd Haushalter, Chief Product Officer for Evolution. Todd, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. If you're a product guy and you're at a product show, this is sort of like Disneyland for us.
Well, you're a product guy at a product show, and let's get into it. So what are some of the highlights for you guys so far this year?
So this year, we're going to do over 100 games, wow, which is an insane number of games. But we're not showing all of it at ICE. Easily our biggest headliner this year is a game called Funky Time. And it's the most expensive game ever made. It's the most expensive game we've ever made. It took us a year and a half to build it. It's built around this Digiwheel, a giant spinning wheel that's made up of screens in the middle, which allows us to do all sorts of fun stuff and putting multipliers on certain sections of the wheel and all that. And it's got four bonus rounds. It's got its character, Mr. Funky. It's got a bouncing ball bonus. It's got a bar bonus where you go get a drink and you choose your drink. It's a hoot. And it's wild to think that that's a gambling game in 2023. And we've come a long way. But that's the headline that I'm most excited about. We've got a number of others.
So obviously there's been a lot of lead up to the show, and now that it's here, obviously, what's kind of been the reception so far, and kind of what's your outlook for the rest of the year?
Reception has been really good. Everybody's really excited. This game I just mentioned to you, Funky Time, is sort of a spin-off of Crazy Time, which is our most popular game ever. And so it's very easy for people to get excited. So it's just very visually stunning. And another one that's gotten a lot of excitement is this game we're calling Extra Chili Epic Spins. And it's a new take on slots. And I think people get excited about it just because there isn't a lot of new takes on slots. They get more beautiful, the cabinets get bigger, all that sort of stuff. But in online, it's a lot of spinning reels. But this is more like slots with friends, where you buy five spins at a time, and everybody's in the community, and you're collecting things for each spin, and you get to kind of collect and collect and collect. You don't have to be in free spins. That's just the normal way the game works. It's got a pinata that the dealers hit with a bat, which is like a punching bag with an accelerometer in the studio. It's got wheels. It's a hoot. It's a lot of fun. But people see those two games, they get super excited, and there's just a lot of energy around live casino. You know, it's a huge growth space, and so they love the game shows, really.
So you've obviously been in this business a long time. You've seen a lot of, it's fitting, you've seen a lot of Evolution. Now you're at Evolution. Can you talk just a little, and you've described these games, and I agree with you, to think that there's this, now what games look like in 2023 is crazy, but can you just talk a little bit about an overview of, like, from when you started to how things have changed, the landscape has changed to now?
Yeah, sure. When I started Evolution or when I started in gaming?
Let's start with Evolution.
Yeah, sure. So when I joined Evolution in 2015, we were not on the phone. So it was a desktop-only product. We were on the iPad, and there was a little bit of business there, but it was desktop-only. And, you know, people didn't have that great a bandwidth to support a live streaming product. Sure, there was YouTube, but that's cached video. So it was all about just health in those days. making the video tight, making the bets not get rejected, getting our game security in order, getting the games faster, and a little bit of roulette innovation about new roulette game types and things like that. But overwhelmingly, it was about just getting on the phone. So that was kind of the first phase, is just health and getting on the phone. Then we started entering into this era of mixing RNG and live together. And we did a game called Lightning Roulette, where all of a sudden, once you throw RNG at a roulette wheel, there's only 37 things that can happen on a roulette wheel, so you can only pay 35 to 1. But if you randomly decide this is a special number, then you can take it up to, in our case, 500 to 1. So the fusion of RNG and live was huge. And then we did that with SickBo, where we took SickBo and did kind of the same thing. And we've kind of done it with so many games ever since. Then we got into this era that we call the game show genre. And that's where it started. There's just this whole new way to gamble. And that started as just what we would know in land-based as a big six wheel. And we started as a big six wheel, but we put some multipliers on there that if they landed, we'll respin. And that led to a game with where we licensed Monopoly, and we had a 3D world. And that led to Crazy Time, which had multiple bonus rounds. And now we're into Funky Time and fusing the worlds of live and slots. So it's been quite a ride.
So live casino, I want to talk a little bit about this. Obviously, I think it at least to me, from my perspective, it's one of those things where once you see it, you go, oh, that seems obvious that that's like is taking off. But
nonstop thrills meet fast awarding jackpots. Money Mania keeps hitting, now with over 250 jackpots awarded. IGT has expanded the Money Mania portfolio by adding two more themes. All four themes now feature two wide area progressive jackpot levels, an in-game player awareness messaging, an exciting look and respin jackpot bonus, and a bank-wide wheel bonus. These games are built for long play sessions and maximum excitement. Get in on the mania. Visit IGT.com for more information.
I think from your guys' perspective, what have been some of the hurdles that you've had to clear? What have been some of kind of the developmental things that you've had to kind of iron out as the sector grows?
Yeah, and still are ironing out.
Yes.
Every day is a challenge. First of all, I mean, the big difference is versus slots is the games are all run by human beings. Mm-hmm. Dealers pull a card out of the shoe and it flies out of their hand and onto the floor. Well, in land-based, the supervisor would just walk around and pick it up. Here, you have to have a very specific policy. And what are you going to do? Maybe some of the players have already had a blackjack dealt to them, and you're dealing the last card to the last player, and it goes on the floor. Are you going to cancel their hands? Okay, if you do, you open yourself up for dealers colluding with players. Every time a player gets a bad hand, they'll just throw a card on the floor. So you have to think about all these edge cases. Mm-hmm. What do you do when the dealer spins the ball and it has too few revolutions? What do you do? How do you catch card counters? How do you catch every kind of thing? So, mm-hmm. So running games with human beings leaves them vulnerable to all sorts of things. Mistakes, cheating, all sorts of stuff. Insufficient shuffles. And if you have an insufficient shuffle done either intentionally or accidentally, players they have software running and they're going to figure it out and they're going to know what to bet the next round. So those are a lot of the big hurdles in live and you have to invest a lot in there just before you can deal your first hand. Then video is a big challenge. Live streaming super low latency video, because when you push hit, you expect the dealer to pretty much in real time deal that card. Mm-hmm. So we pay a lot of money for extremely low latency video. Mm-hmm. And that's hard because it wants to break. It's fine that it works on an iPhone 14, but how about an iPhone 6? How about an iPhone 6 with a Yandex browser? Mm-hmm. How about a Galaxy S5, Galaxy S10? How about old Apple software? So on and so forth. So getting it video to work and just health. Mm-hmm. A health of game, making sure the bets flow and they don't get rejected, keeping your integrations with all your partners tight. It's a lot of unceremonious, non-award-winning things that really cripple the live casino company.
And so, you know, talking about iGaming generally, obviously it's and live casino is obviously included in that, but the sector overall has grown so much that I would imagine that What are some of the things that you guys have noticed, the feedback from your own customer base, as I assume that, you know, they have all their preferences and needs and wants have also changed over the years. So what has that process been like of kind of like, now that you have a reputation and you've been working with obviously the customers for a long time, how has their response changed over the time?
Yeah, so we've all kind of been on this journey together. have sort of, we didn't know when we were doing like a game like Dreamcatcher mm-hmm. that we were creating a genre of new games. Mm-hmm. And so in the beginning, I remember it was at this show, and they're like, I don't need Dreamcatcher. What I need is Speed Roulette. That's what I need. And we're like, well, yeah, but we can do both things. And it was like met with some caution. And then we came with another one, as I said, Monopoly or something. And then they warm up a little more. And now they come and they're like, we need more game shows. We need more game shows. My players want more volatility. They get very specific about what they want. Mm-hmm. We want, don't make the bonus rounds too infrequent. Make them more frequent. Make them less. Make them this. Make them pay more. Make them pay less. Make them this. We want faster games. We want slower games. A lot of them. One of the biggest things we've had is clients will say, can you give us a bespoke version of this game dealt in XYZ language? Mm. So we run all of our games as a default with English as the spoken language. Mm-hmm. Sure, digitally we support 40 languages, but in speaking, we want to support as much as possible as well. So we run Roulette now in 22 languages.
Wow.
So if you go to our studio in Malta, it's like the United Nations. You go there and say, this person's speaking Greek, this person's Italian, this person's speaking Farsi, or yeah, whatever. I don't know what they all are, but I can't keep track. But it's just an incredible lineup of people speaking international languages. So they all want it to be tailored to their player set. Mm-hmm. And we try to satisfy that as much as possible.
So in terms of expansion, and I understand this is, you know, there's certain details obviously you can't, you know, disclose or whatnot, but we were chatting while we were coming up here about obviously the U.S. market and kind of, you know, expansion there. What is your guys' outlook on the U.S. market and kind of how has that been, how has that journey been so far? And again, if you can't, you know.
Yeah, in terms of where we're going, no idea. Gotcha. You know, we got people that are really, I live in the games world, and it's been hard guessing what's going to happen next there. But it's been interesting watching the market because they sort of have live casino for the first time, and I've never really seen that. For me, it's my homeland, and so you do notice some differences. Blackjack is absolutely bigger here in roulette. Here in Europe, roulette is the big game. In Asia, baccarat is the big game. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., blackjack's the big game. Now, that's the only labor inefficient game we have because you can only fit 7 people on a blackjack table. So roulette, you can fit an unlimited number on there, but blackjack, there's only 7 seats. Mm-hmm. So once those seats are full, you need another table with another dealer and another person shuffling cards and another person supervising and all that. And so so that's a reality that you just have to deal with, and that's why you need a lot of studio space and all that. So that's an interesting dynamic, but now we're trying to layer in our more interesting products like Lightning Roulette, and those have been really well received. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's going to be reasonably similar to the journey that we've had in Europe, but it just takes time to get there.
Definitely.
You know, we go to a regulator and show them Crazy Time, and they've never seen anything like that before. Mm-hmm. And we had the same journey here, but we just got to get these things approved and in market. But they seem to be enjoying live so far.
Definitely. And I'll get you out of here on this, and thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah,
but
my pleasure.
I always love to ask game and product guys this, because obviously it's the content is so varied and everything like that, but what is your favorite game? If you were coming to Evolution as a customer, what would the game would you play?
Crazy Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the most dynamic. You know, I'm part of the modern world too. You know, I'm not on TikTok, but my attention span has gotten shorter as time has gone on, and so that game does a nice job of sort of keeping me amused the whole time. And blackjack I used to love, but now I'm sitting there waiting for other players. I'm like, come on, let's go. What else you got? So it just keeps me amused the most.
Todd, that's all I had for you today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks so much. I had a blast.